We are continuing Surah Maida. The verse I recite is verse number 93. Before I give the translation to the verse, inshallah, I want to give you the background of the verse. The verse which came before this verse was verses were talking about that Allah forbid intoxication and gambling, and it was a serious way of forbidding in Quran in the verse which we read before. So then everybody got nervous about when this verse came about forbidding intoxication, that what will happen to them about what they were doing before. So Allah answered in this verse very well, beautifully, you know, and it's very detailed. Now listen to this. On those who have faith and do good deeds, there is no sin in regard to what they ate. What they ate is symbolic, means what they have been doing, unlawful things like drinking and gambling. Ate is symbolic. Fima ta'aymu. Ta'aymu means eating. So, I'll read again. On those who have faith and do good deeds, there is no sin in regard to what they ate. Now, there are conditions. So long as they are virtuous and faithful and do good deeds, then still they be virtuous and believe. And they are virtuous and do good deeds. And Allah loves the doers of good. That's the translation. So Allah says that whatever you ate, means whatever gambling and intoxication you are doing, I'll forgive it. But there are conditions now. The conditions are very serious. In this condition, Allah talked 3 times about piety. And twice Allah talked about having faith in Allah. Amanu. Twice about Amanu, 3 times about piety. And 2 times about good deeds, right? So there is seriousness involved. So now 3 times Allah talks about taqwa. Taqwa is like, it's not only the religious taqwa, but also the spiritual taqwa. Higher and higher stations of taqwa, Allah wants higher and higher stations of taqwa. The first amanu came, right? إِذَا مَتَّقَوَ وَآمَنُوا عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ ثُمَّ تَّقَوَ آمَنُوا. Amanu came twice. So first Amanu according to Mizan is the belief, and the second Amanu according to Mizan is the detailed belief in Allah's every single rule of Shariat, not to omit anything. ثُمَّ تَّقَوَ أَحَسَنُوا. Now not only do have the detailed belief and following, but أَحَسَنُوا ثُمَّ تَقَوْ أَحَسَنُوا means do the really great deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the purity's sake. The purity should be so much in your good deeds that وَاللَّهُ يُحْبِّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that you come to the level of Muhsineen, who are the good doers. Allah loves them. Now the next few verses are coming about, if you are, when you are Muhrim, you are in the halat of Ihram. Allah is giving the rules for Ihram, and after that Allah is going to talk about his house, and all those beautiful rules are coming. So now Allah talks about Yahi ladina amnu la yabnawallakum Allahu bi shay'in min as-saydi tanaluhu aydikum wa rima hukum li ya'lam Allahu man yakhafu bil ghaib faman ittada ba'da dhalika falahu adhabun alim. Now this is I'll give background so that we'll understand what's easy. When Prophet went to Hudaybiyah for the Umrah, he saw, Allah tested the companions, that all these birds and animals were coming close to them. So they can catch them and do the hunting, right? But Allah was testing them. So because when we are in Ihram, we are not allowed to do hunting. Now the translation will be easy, inshallah. O you have faith, Allah will surely try you with something of game which your hands and your spears can reach, so that Allah may ascertain who fears him in secret. So whoever transgresses after that, for him there is a painful punishment. Allah doesn't want you to do any kind of hunting which your hand and spear can reach, like eggs. Eggs are there, birds' eggs, cannot catch them, or you cannot catch bird with your hand or with your spears. Because Allah wants to test you. Allah doesn't want you to hurt any living creature from the land. Because Allah wants you to focus on Himself. Now the next verse goes more in detail. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu لا تقتلوا سيدا وانتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعام يحكم به ذو عدل منكم هديا بالغ الكعبة او كفارة طعام مساكين او عدل ذلك صياما ليزقوا بال امري عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام. سبحان الله. It's a long verse. Now this verse is a detailed verse and we'll go slowly. Oh, you have faith, kill no game while you are in pilgrim garb. Do not kill any game while you are in pilgrim garb, means you are in ihram. Any of you who kills intentionally, it is atonement, is the like in cattle of what he has killed. If somebody has killed intentionally, it's kafara. Atonement is the cattle of what he has killed. Is two just person among you judge? What they judge? They judge the size of cattle, what you should do for atonement. And will be an offering reached to the Kaaba. An offering should reach to the Kaaba. The hadiya should reach to the Kaaba. The sacrifice should be done in Kaaba. Or the atonement is feeding the poor. One who cannot get the animal of same size, decided by two just person. Next one is, or the atonement is feeding the poor. Or the equivalent of, that isn't fasting. Equivalent of fasting. And he may test the effect of his action. Allah says that so that you can taste the effect of your action. Allah has pardoned whatever is a thing of the past, and whoever returns to it, means do it again, Allah will take vengeance on him. And Allah is mighty, the Lord of retribution. Retribution is vengeance. Ya Allah. This is such a strong verse. So that nobody should do killing intentionally of any animal. If somebody does intentional killing, the atonement is to be decided by two just person, religious person, the size of the animal of the almost same size what he killed, you know, like if somebody killed deer, then something of that size. What for animals are chosen mostly? Goat, sheep, cow and camel. From that class you choose, you know, size wise. And then it should be taken to the Kaaba. And then either it should be sacrificed in Kaaba area or in Mina. Or if you cannot do that, then you feed the poor or you keep the fasting equal to that. Our adlu zalika siyaman. Adlu zalika means equal. عدل ذلك الصيام ليزقوا بعض امري so that you test what you did, what you did. عفا الله عما سلف, Allah forgive what you did before. And whosoever does again, Allah is going to take revenge. والله عزيز ذو انتقام, Allah is mighty in taking vengeance. So, a bit. If you kill the game intentionally first time, there is a atonement, kafara. But if you kill second time intentionally, there is no kafara. Allah will take revenge hereafter. But if you kill, what Mizan concluded is this, if you kill with mistake, not intentionally but mistake, there is a kafara. If you do second time again mistake, there is a kafara. But intentional killing, only one time kafara. And as far as keeping the fasting, fourth Imam was asked, he said that if somebody wants to fast accordingly, then he should assess the price of the game which he killed, and it should be broken into wheat size, price wise. And the saa is equal to 3 kilogram of wheat. Each saa is equal to one fast. Each saa. No, half sa is equal to one fast. So that's how you calculate the how many fats you do. Are feeding the poor is the according to size of animal, price wise. That's how you feed the animal, people, masakini. But we have to see, you know, Allah. You know, we have to see our Allah's names. Then we become mu'min, you know. Like we cannot just say Ghafurur Rahim all the time. But he has some different Azizun Suntiqam are his names, you know. You have to see all his names and see all his beauties in different ways, you know. Then you get the real faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and you know, Allah says that, you know, like you have to understand that Allah is going to take revenge one who does killing in Ihram. So it is one of the way of Allah seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's, there is a beauty in that. All his names are beautiful. And this is his Jalal. His Jamal has beauty and his Jalal has beauty. It's beauty. So that when you fear Allah, there is also beauty in fear of Allah. You know, everything about Allah is beautiful. أُحِلُّ لَكُمْ سَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَتَعَامَهُ مَتَعَلْ لَكُمْ وَلِسَيَّارَ وَحُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرْمَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. The game of the sea and its food is lawful for you, a provision for you and for the caravans. But the game of the land is forbidden to you so long as you are in pilgrim garb. And be in fear of Allah towards whom you will be gathered. Allah allowed with His kindness the game of sea. Not only the killing the game, but also eating the, and also for caravan who is with you. But the game of land is not allowed as long as we are in the pilgrim garb, you know, Ihram. Because Allah has been kind to the pilgrims because they have to eat something, right? So Allah said, okay, you can eat from ocean. But not from the land, because that's Allah's will. Now Allah talks more about detail about His house, where all these pilgrims are going. Now Allah is going more in ideology. Jallahul Kaabatul Baytul Haram, Qiyamul Linnas wa Shahrul Haram, wal Hadi wal Qalaid. ذَلِكَ لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Now Allah talks about His house. Allah has made the Kaaba, the sacred house, a staying for the mankind in peace, and sacred month, and the offering, and the garlands. This is so that you may know that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, and that Allah is all-knowing of all things. Allah made sacred. His house is sacred. The 4 months are sacred. What are 4 months? Rajab, Zilqad, Zilhajj, and Muharram. They are all sacred months. So Allah made this house sacred, and the 4 months sacred, and the sacrifice offerings are sacred. Not only the sacrifice offering, but the offering which has garlands in their neck. They are all sacred from the perspective of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because so that the whole thing becomes the sign for peace for mankind. Qiyaman linnas, sacred for a secure thing for human being, secure place for human being. Qiyaman linnas. So now what we are seeing is that Kaaba gives centrality, security, and sustenance. Three things Kaaba gives: centrality, security, and sustenance. Because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this place as a sanctuary. You know, in Surah Ibrahim, we read it. Then Allah make this place as a sanctuary. Allah talked about it. This place is a sanctuary. And the form of centrality, security, and sustenance. So that when Haji comes there, you know, like when you are in pilgrim garb, you are not fighting, you are not offensive to each other, you are not involved in sexual activity, you are not doing any kind of game killing, you are just pleasant to each other, you are not even taking out leaves from the tree, you are just very peaceful, kind, so you get ascetism, you focus purely towards Allah to lift your spirituality, and there is a sense of security that nobody is going to be punished, nobody is going to be killed, it's all peace and happiness, and also getting, because of these sacrifices animal, you are getting food also. So there is also, so you can focus and just grow spiritually. This is the ideology of Allah. So Allah talks about how He is strong about His ideology. He says in the next verse, "Ilamu anna Allah shadidul iqab wa anna Allah ghafurur rahim." Know that Allah is severe in retribution and Allah is forgiving, merciful. Allah is saying, no, but before that, I missed that. Dalika li ta'lamu anna Allah ya'lamu ma fis samawati wa fil ardi wa anna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. Allah says that. Allah says, I go before the verse. When Allah made this the house secure, then Allah says, "Dalika li ta'lamu anna Allah ya'lamu ma fis samawati wa fil ardi wa anna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim." So that you know that Allah knows what is in heaven and what is on earth, and Allah knows everything. So that I made these rules because I know everything, that this is the way it should be. Then Allah says, "Ilmu anna Allah shadidul iqabi wa anna Allah ghafurur rahim." Know that Allah is severe in punishment and He is forgiving, merciful. And again He says, next verse, "Ma ala rasuli illa al-balagh." Wallahu ya'lamu ma tubduna wa ma taktumun. Again warning. Nothing is upon the messenger but to convey. Nothing is upon the messenger. "Ma ala rasuli illa al-balagh." Nothing is upon the messenger but to convey. And Allah knows what you reveal and what you conceal. So Allah made these rules very strong and tough, so that the sanctuary is being respected. The rules are being respected. To do what? To make a very secure and kind, calm place for the Ummah. These rules are for Ummah, so that they can gather and they go away from these worldly things and go spiritual upliftment for their own happiness, not for Allah. Allah doesn't need anything. Allah is so kind. Allah's tough rules are from His love. He loves us. He wants us to grow and come to Him. It's all His love. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It's Allah's love. Allah loves human beings so much that He created hell because He loved them so much. You know, because He loved them so much. He expelled them from them and they didn't follow Allah. Everything is what we see is from Allah's love. Everything. We have to see Allah's love. And everything is Allah's love. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. Say that evil and good are not equal. Thou the abundance of evil may dazzle you. So be in fear of Allah, O possessors of intellect, that you may be prosperous. قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث. Say that evil and good are not equal. Although the abundance of evil may dazzle you. Because the rules of Shariah are based on goodness, tayyib things. All tayyib things are halal. All tayyib things are halal. Allah says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. They are not equal. Because tayyib things are good. And good things are halal. That's a Shariah, Allah says. And what is khabasat is khabasat. So if khabasat is more in the community, it should not dazzle you. It should not impress you. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, fear Allah, O people of wisdom. Because the people of wisdom can see tayyab things, right? Foolish people don't see tayyab things. They see khabasat. Too much khabasat, they like it. Today's world has become a foolish world, right? Everything khabis looks good because everybody is doing khabasat, so let's do khabasat. It's good. It's cool. You know. That's why in end time, that's what happened. That halal becomes haram and haram becomes halal. Because there is so much haram. So now haram is popular and haram is popular and halal is not popular. That's what Allah is talking about. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you want to have falah, if you want to be prosperous, you want to rescue yourself, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, next verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tasalu an ashiya in tubdalakum ta'sukum wa in tas'alu anha hina yunazzilu al-Qur'anu tubdalakum afallahu anha wallahu ghafurun halim qad sa'alaha qawmun min qablikum thumma azbahu biha kafirin. Ya Allah. Before I do the translation, I want to give background. Prophet was giving a lecture, khutbah, about Hajj, and there was a person named Akasha. He stood up while Prophet was talking about Hajj. Prophet, is this every year? He said. Prophet said, down. Then he stood up. Is Hajj every year, Prophet? Prophet said, down. Then he again stood up. Prophet, Hajj every year? Prophet got upset. Prophet said, that if I said every year, then it will be mandatory, wajib on everybody. And it will be wajib on you too. Then would you be able to do Hajj every year? You will not be able to do that. So there is the background. Now, so basically, too many questions are not encouraged. And now I'll recite the, because people before time, they did also, they questioned too much and they could not follow it then, when the decree was clear. So now I first read the translation, which we can understand better, then we'll go in more detail. O you have faith, do not ask about things which, if they are disclosed to you, may upset you. Yet if you ask about them while the Quran is being sent down, they will be disclosed to you. Allah pardon is to these matters, and Allah is forgiving, forbearing. Surely some people before you asked for such, then they came to disbelieve in them. Ya Allah. So, Prophet said, verily Allah has laid down limits, so do not transgress them, and has prescribed for you some obligations, so do not neglect them, and has made something unlawful, so do not commit them, and has left things not because of forgetfulness, but as a mercy from Himself for you, so accept them and do not dwell in them. So if Allah has not mentioned things, don't dwell it, don't question it, because He did not forget it. He just wanted to be kind to you, give you some room to breathe in. So why you are poking and questioning to make things hard on yourself? That's the meaning. Because what happened, and what Jewish people did, when Moses said that Allah asked you to sacrifice a cow, and they kept asking question after question, because they were naughty people. And more they ask question, more hardship start coming from the rules. You know Bakra, how it came. That's what happened to them. And this gentleman, Akasa, was doing same thing, asking more question about Hajj. It would be hard on him. So Prophet said, Allah did not forget it. He just left because of His mercy. So don't question. So same way happened to disciples of Jesus, that they say, oh Jesus, why don't you bring food from the heaven? The platter full of food from heaven. Jesus said, what are you doing? No, we want to have it so that we have complete faith in you. So Jesus prayed to Allah. Allah said, I'll send the food, but after that somebody do kufr, I'm going to punish them. Nobody was punished in the whole universe. And that's what happened. When the food came, they ate, and after 3 days, they said it was a magic. So that's how it happens. So Allah says that, قَدْ صَلَىٰ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَذْبَهُ بِهَا كَافِرِينَ. Surely some people before you asked for such, then they came to disbelieve in them. Ya Allah. So somebody wrote a letter to our 8th Imam, some questions. After he answered, he said he wrote this verse about it. They don't ask too many questions, because this is not a good sign. Learn what you've been taught, that's enough. You know, don't a question to just make things hard, you know. This is the worst. When you see Allah right there, you know. You see how it was happening. That Prophet was giving a lecture, and in the lecture the person was asking, and verse came right there. How blessed people were there at that time, that they were seeing incident and verses were revealed. And especially this was, look at Allah talking like directly, you know. That if you ask me while I'm revealing Quran, I'm going to explain you too. Like Allah is right there. You know, Musa went and talked to Allah, became Kalimullah. What about Kalam Pak, Kalam Allah? This is Kalam Allah. We see right Allah write this, you know. Because Allah, the way Allah has spoken in the Quran, it is the ultimate thing, you know. And the one who loves Quran knows what we are talking about, that this is the ultimate thing, you know, Allah's word. This Quran is a guardian of all the books. This Quran is a guardian of all books. And the way the Quran is a guardian of all books, our Ahlul Bayt are also guardians, you know. They are the foremost leaders of all the pious and chosen of Allah's servant. They are the leaders. They are the leaders. There is no doubt about it. Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the way he fought the battle and the way he confronted, it is the thing that prophets were all knowing about his sacrifice, that he is going to sacrifice. It was the effect of Quran and the teaching of his forefather, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he stood to this sacrifice. How people get confused about, Muslims get confused about Yazid, when the Kaaba is such a great sanctuary, and he wanted to send his people to kill Imam Hussein while he was in the Halat of Ihram. That's the kind of belief he had. And after the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, he went to Kaaba and destroyed the Kaaba to show that how big kafir he was. Ya Allah, those were the kafir of that time, but we are kafir of today, who have sold religion and they claim to be the leaders of Muslims in the world, but they have sold the religion and they have become the friends of enemy of Allah. But they are the people in this world right now, the Muslim world, who are following Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the appearance of Imam al-Zama alayhi salam. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen.